I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto Mayor John Tory announced that all city staff workers are required to be fully vaccinated by October 30th.
The City of Toronto has a duty as an employer to do everything that it can to ensure that our work environment is safe for all of our employees. To that end, the city government has worked to develop a vaccination policy focused on the health and safety of our employees. Protecting our employees from COVID-19 as best we can helps to protect them and their families and loved ones, and very important as well, it helps protect members of the public.
Between September 6th to the 13th, all staff must show proof of at least one vaccination. Mayor Tory says those unvaccinated or prefer to not disclose their vaccination status will be mandated to attend educational sessions on the benefits of taking the vaccine.
Today, I'm announcing that the City of Toronto will implement a mandatory requirement for staff to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. This is about protecting our entire broader workforce of approximately 37,660 employees and ensuring that the city government is best prepared to weather a forced wave, a fourth wave, and the Delta variant to protect the public that we deal with every day, and in the process, to protect the delivery of vital public services, which has been a major focus of our city government since the beginning of this pandemic, to protect the services that you rely on, as well as protecting the people who do that work for you, protecting each other and protecting the public that they interact with in the course of delivering those services.
These workers will be required to have at least one vaccination by September 30th and their second by the October 30th deadline.
I have no doubt that the vast majority of our city employees, many of whom have been frontline heroes working throughout the pandemic doing this work that I've made reference to, I have no doubt the vast majority are already vaccinated. The mandatory vaccination policy the city will be implementing for its employees over the coming weeks will help us to determine who is vaccinated and who still needs to get vaccinated. Our end goal is to encourage and persuade people to get vaccinated if they haven't already.
Tory's announcement follows Toronto's increased efforts to ensure all eligible individuals are fully or partially vaccinated against COVID-19, including the Delta variant.
This is about ensuring that the City of Toronto, your municipal government, funded with your tax dollars, which serves you, is doing everything it can to encourage vaccination and to protect our workers. The implementation timetable and the process, broadly outlined today, will ensure appropriate consultation with our collective bargaining partners and will help us to make sure that we get the details of the implementation right and do it in a way that allows for proper time. The city will comply with all of its human rights obligations and accommodate employees who are legally or medically entitled to accommodation. But this policy will make it clear that we will not let people who don't have a bona fide medical or human rights reason not to get vaccinated to put themselves, to put their co-workers, to put their entire workplace, and in some cases, members of the public, at risk.
On August 20th, Toronto reported 136 new COVID-19 cases, with a total of 650 cases reported in Ontario. The province conducted more than 20,000 tests in the previous 24-hour period. Toronto has administered about 4.5 million vaccines so far. The 650 positive cases is Toronto's highest number since early June. About 66% of eligible Torontonians are fully vaccinated, according to the City of Toronto website.
I encourage all of our employees who aren't vaccinated and who are eligible to be vaccinated not to wait. There are literally city clinics open today where you can walk in without an appointment and get vaccinated. Please do the right thing, I say, both to our employees and to members of the public, and get vaccinated now. And if you've had one dose, please step up the time within the time periods that are provided for to get the second dose as soon as possible. This will help to protect you. This will help to protect co-workers. It will help to protect loved ones. It will help to protect all of us. There's a broader collective responsibility that we all have here, and many, many people, of course, have been exercising and fulfilling that responsibility. This situation with the Delta variant continues to be one that we must take seriously. There is simply too much at stake not to take it as seriously as we possibly can.
I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.